period.
I'm not sure this is so much improved communication. I'm not sure this is so much improved communication, but I think it's important to bring out an issue which is probably at the foundation of our committee's mission. Because if there's an ongoing debate statewide as to whether the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee has after-the-fact evaluation in the process consultation or before-the-fact input. And every district has a different perspective. We kind of like to know what this board's perspective is. I think that's important. That's the communication that I think this committee would like to hear, good or bad, because then we have to work with it. Now, hopefully I made myself clear.
Yes, you did. Back to the three of us attended a session at the most recent California School Board Association in terms of what the role of the CBOC is. And I'll go ahead and begin, since I attended that session, I attended it purposely because of the issues that you've raised, Carrie. And based on what we were told by an attorney, it wasn't Ms. Kerbich yet, she was in a different session, but and I don't remember the attorney's name, but I can get it if you want, and I can also get a copy of his presentation. But he said that the role of the CBOC, according to Prop 39, is to assess afterwards. They are the eyes and ears on what has been done in terms of how the bond money was spent, the projects that were done. That's what he said. And I'm sure that that's in direct conflict with what Kalbach said, because I think you mentioned that kind of as an oh, by the way. So, you know, to answer your question, based on what he said in terms of what the law says, you are a committee which assesses, and I don't want to say that looks backwards, but looks at, and if you give me a minute, I'll read my notes from what he actually said, so I don't misquote what he said. But somebody else wants to take it on while I look at my notes because I haven't here.
So I do remember him saying that. I don't have my notes, I left that in my car. Frank applying his, but it was perspectively on how the bond money were spent. I've studied the CBOC bylaws. And what's it as far as in terms of the participation in the audit and that's those things that are, which are listed in the bylaws of the CBOC. And quite honestly, I'd like to request a presentation by somebody to give us that, so we could have that dialogue and have that training. Not only for CBOC, but Brown Act training for both parties and anything of that nature that we could, I think that should happen yearly, no matter who's on the board or who's on the CBOC. I don't know if you have your notes there, Frank.
I do, but we'll let Mr. Moran discuss.
Attorney's wrong.
There's attorney's wrong. I mean, now you got my blood pressure. No, I mean, the term is just wrong. First of all, I talked to the founder of Kalbach on this very specific issue, and he was involved in going back and researching the archives and the legislative intent on Prop 39 back in 2000. And it wasn't, just the logic of saying we're only going to tell you after you screwed it up and you spent the money and you did the wrong thing. Why wouldn't a bond, logically, why wouldn't a bond oversight committee want to report to the public before the legislative body is about ready to do something, whether that was proper or not? It just doesn't make logical sense. That was the intent of having oversight before a board went off and spent money on things that the public would be noted, would make a note of it. And there's specific language in the education code that says we're supposed to do certain things, included but not limited to, like looking at ways to reduce professional fees, reducing the ways to reduce cost of site preparation. Those are things, again, this is in the language of bond oversight, by its nature are pre-expenditure of money. So all I can say is that attorney is probably representing a district where their board or boards don't want to have a bond oversight meeting. They want a mushroom. Just go off in the closet and do your annual report, and that's the end of it. And that, I'm sorry, but that's just not right. And I mean, it's just not the way the law works.
So, once again, so
I know you didn't say it, they said it.
Oh, no, I'd just like to say, you know, I don't think we're going to come to agreement on that. I just would like to have request a presentation on what is the legally, what is the purview or what is the job of the CBOC. And I know Mr. Marinovich said that the gentleman did mention Kellogg. And I'm not an expert in law, and I don't want to try to repeat what he said, but that's why I would like to have a presentation on that.
So, Mr. Geary and I have prepared a memo on
scoping
authority. Yeah, Mr. Geary and I have prepared a memo on scoping authority and what we believe the scoping authority based on what the bylaws say, as well as what the law says. And I think that the law is clear as to what the limitations are on the CBOC. The bylaws are also clear about active participation. So I think that there's absolutely looking in retrospect, but there's also some active involvement. So I think you can absolutely do that type of training. I think for discussion, I think as Nick has mentioned, I think that bylaws can be crafted in a way, and boards in these discussion purposes aren't always limited to just what the law says. The board as a whole in these type of meetings can have a discussion of what they think the role is at the legal limit, beyond the legal limit. And that's why at this point we haven't passed out that type of memo because we really did want to allow there to be a deeper conversation around the insights that our CBOC members bring, as well as obviously we retain the authority of board members to make a determination on what to do with those recommendations. So we're happy to provide that. Concertedly left it to allow there to be a deeper conversation for everyone today, but should you decide that you want us to come back positionally on the legal authority, we're happy to do that. We're obviously also lead engaged around the Brown Act and other type of trainings for public boards about the discussion for having those, and I think those are a great idea. So we establish a direction on that, if that is something you want us to go forward with after this conversation is complete.